This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. It's been somewhat of an unusual summer for Illinois lawmakers as they have had to travel back and forth to Springfield for special sessions. Tri-State's Public Radio recently caught up with Republican Senator Jill Tracy of Quincy to discuss the two biggest votes of the summer so far, the state budget and K-12 school funding. Illinois lawmakers put an end to the nearly two-year budget impasse when they voted in early July to override Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's veto. Nearly a dozen Republican lawmakers broke from Rauner to stand with Democrats to pass the budget deal. Republican Senator Jill Tracy was not one of them. She voted against the override. She says a lot of Republicans felt pressure because of the looming threat of credit downgrade. But Tracy says the grand bargain did not include the business reforms that Rauner wanted as part of his turnaround agenda. She says even though these issues would not normally be included in a budget process, she believes they are vital for job growth.
That budget had some major flaws in it. I think it's out of balance and still overspends. And as I say, most importantly to me, it didn't have the reforms that we needed that I felt would. How could we go through so much pain and not go have a budget without the reforms that we felt were so vital? So just throwing out an increase in taxes without the reforms that were going to change our state and make it better, I did not think I could support.
So do you feel it does more harm than good?
Well, yes. I mean, I think it really hurts the working families of Illinois. They're going to have, and already have seen, a tax hike and no changes in the way Illinois does functions as a government. So, and it's policies that drive and regulate businesses out of the state. And so that was, you know, we'd worked too hard to get to where we needed to be, and then all of a sudden it fell apart, and no, I couldn't just throw out a tax increase. And I've heard very strongly from the people that say, well, I'm leaving Illinois. All I got was higher taxes, and I'm working every day trying to provide for my family, and this is just one more hardship that they've thrown at me.
On the other side, though, I mean, social services did get some really needed money. Higher education did as well. But can you talk about, you know, kind of now the year ahead under that budget and even the future? What sort of do you see as the challenges that will come from that spending plan?
Well, you know, I didn't go much into it today, but I know the comptroller is calling on the governor to bond. However, the bonding that I supported had separate revenue streams. This budget bill does not have separate money. So you would be borrowing from basically general revenue, and that will steal basically from other ongoing operations. So I don't think that makes sense. And that's, again, one of the reasons I couldn't support the budget bill that did pass, because as you say, agencies are getting their money. We should have gotten a budget bill together way back. And as I say, the structural reforms, I think both sides of both parties agree that Illinois needs some reforms to get the jobs back that we've lost. And so, that would have brought in, if you have natural revenue growth, you're going to have a lot more money for your agencies and schools and everything, you know, just more money all the way around.
Do you have any sort of confidence at all going into next session that those reforms will get passed? It seemed like a lot of, you know, Governor Rauner's bargaining chip was that we didn't have a budget. Now that we do, how will those negotiations go?
I'm confident. I really have seen President Cullerton want to see economic growth in Illinois, and I think he does recognize that workman's compensation is a component of that. And that makes me optimistic that He seems to be a supporter of that, and he has verbally, publicly stated that we can still work on some of these things that will, in my mind, change the way Illinois policies are structured and give a heads up to businesses and like that we are trying to get a better competitive edge out there among other states and bring back some jobs.
That is Republican Senator Jill Tracy of Quincy. Another major vote of the summer was the Senate's override of the governor's amendatory veto of Senate Bill 1. That's the school funding formula that aims to more equitably distribute state aid. Tracy was one of two senators to miss the vote on Sunday, August 13th. Tracy says she was on vacation. She says she did not expect the legislature would be in session when she planned the trip a year ago. Tracy says she supported the governor's proposed changes to Senate Bill 1 and would have voted against the override. She decided against cutting her trip short to return to Springfield because her vote would not have changed the Senate's outcome. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.